Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac & Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
Known as Superman.
Only in certain circles.
Well, Richard, I'm going to talk just briefly a little bit about the market. I've been talking about the market, and I know a lot of my competitors are probably saying he's talking doom and gloom and all this kind of stuff. But I want to give some real numbers here just a minute, and then we're going to talk about the thing that's on everybody's mind, Richard, this time of the year especially, taxes.
Taxes.
Okay?
It is that time of year.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average began the year at 16,577 and declined 5% during January. February proved to be much better for stock investors as the Dow recovered much of the previous month's loss, closing the month at 16,321.71. That's just 1.5% loss for stocks. However, the S&P 500, a broader measure of U.S. stock, ended February at a new all-time high, causing many investors to scratch their heads again and ask, are stocks too expensive? And they very well may be overpriced, Richard, but, you know, a lot of people are still wanting to get in the market because, you know, we're optimistic, you know, by nature.
Well, yeah, and with the market trending up, it's like kind of the Twitter word, I don't know, but that's kind of out of my ballpark. But they're afraid of missing out on the gains that the stock market might be having right now.
That is true, and but, you know, what's more, in an imperfect world with serious geopolitical tensions, where many economies are fragile or unstable as a result are experiencing large capital outflows. The U.S. is in an extremely fortunate position. Volatility, however, listen carefully, folks, is creeping back into Wall Street and low probability risk are rising. Okay, but here's what people need to know. Bull markets usually do not end when, as is the case now, business expansion is picking up and is supported by highly accommodative monetary policy from the Federal Reserve. In other words, the government supporting it. Market,
right.
We know that. What's more, there appears to be no bad inflation horizon. Real after-inflation interest rates are low, and there's excess labor capacity, which all suggest a favorable market environment when stocks can go higher. But, you know, what we got to understand is that it may not be coming now, and I don't blame people for taking advantage of the market why it's up. But there's places to put people in the market and they can still stay in the market and they can get that low volatility and move it when they feel like they need to move it.
And volatility is part of the key, isn't it, Jim? You got that's where the risk comes in, is my understanding, that the volatility is you have the opportunity to ride up with the increases, but at the same time you've got the possibility of having to not being able to anticipate the drops.
Well, there's too many factors that's going to affect the market, Richard, and you know this. I mean, interest rates are likely to remain low for a while because the economic data shows that inflation remains contained.
Right.
One of the most important pieces of economic data recently released in January's Consumer Price Index, which showed both headlines and core inflation coming in at 1.6% a year, and that's pretty low.
Yeah. That is historically, that's pretty darn good.
But, you know, there's two primary factors keeping inflation low, and that is the debt overhang that continues to be a drag on economic activity and consumer wages, which makes it difficult for companies to raise prices for the goods and services. The other's rising U.S. energy production has helped dampen historically volatile oil prices. And although oil prices are higher today than they were a decade ago, increased energy production in the U.S. has resulted in less energy-related inflation. So low inflation is good for the economy and stock prices because it means the Federal Reserve is under no pressure to raise interest rates.
Right. Okay?
But you know that can't last forever.
No, and you know, it. My observation, and it's by no means statistically proven, but the stock market seems to drive a lot on fear, and especially when it's going down, and if we're in a period of uncertainty, then the market seems to have difficulties, and that uncertainty doesn't necessarily have to be in American business; it can be in foreign countries,
where
you know, we might have to send troops, or we might have to help, you know, another economy that's failing, or we might have to, you know, send $1 billion to some Eastern European country. It's like, what?
Well, you're right, and we have not a lot of control over other economies and foreign economies, but people got to understand there's just too many factors. The government is still printing money, and is any instance of the economy getting better and improving, they're going to stop printing money, slow it down, and that's going to affect the market too. So there's a lot of factors that's going to affect the market. You're going to hear optimistic market people say, oh, no, it's going to be a great market. We're going to blow it away. And then most of the others say, no, the market's going to have a correction, a major correction. But you know what I'm telling folks? Don't worry about it. If that bothers you, you don't have to. I've got places to put your money. Stay in the market with low volatility, low risk, or I can put you in annuities and things like that, which gives you less money, access to your money. But you also have guaranteed incomes. And my theme, and I've always said this, Richard, protect your core money that you need to live on.
Right.
And then you can risk the other stuff, okay, and stay with that. So that's all I'm saying is keep your – protect that money you got to have, your bread and butter money. But let's protect that, and then we can do other things with the other money.
You offer our listeners a complimentary consultation to learn more about how you may be able to help them and protect their money and keep it safe. That's why your company is called Safe Harbor Financial Services. So call Jim Bird, say you heard it on the radio, leave a message, and call today, 625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. And Richard Lindsay of Zivac and Lindsay CPAs, you also offer our listeners a complimentary consultation. It can be over the phone, and they can call and leave you a message at 633-4070.
That's right, Lori, 633-4070.
And Richard is my CPA, and he helps me a lot on taxes, and helps. It's good to have somebody knowledgeable to talk to, and I was just talking to him earlier about, you know, some things I might could do to alleviate a heavy tax bill this year that I'm going to have. You know, that's the downside of doing well.
That's the downside of being successful, but I'd rather be in the position of figuring out how I'm going to pay my taxes than figuring out how I'm going to buy my bread.
That's absolutely, Richard. That is it. And speaking of taxes, Richard, you know, almost every client I see, that is one of their major concerns, is how can I reduce my taxes? Because we know that taxes are going to increase in the future. And so, you know, maybe you've got some ideas and some things you can talk about on that.
Well, there's lots of strategies, and there's no one cookie-cutter approach that I can say is going to work for everybody. One of the things that we always look at is we look at how much money do you have in taxable accounts versus how much money do you have in qualified accounts where they're growing tax-free, or at least tax-deferred, depending upon what kind of account it is. Right now, for instance, beginning of 2013, there was a change in tax rates for dividends and for capital gains, depending upon what tax bracket you're in, of course, because the upper rate went from 15% to 20%. So if you're in the upper tax bracket, then you could be looking at an increase in dividends or in capital gains. So, and certainly it's still a better rate than your ordinary income rate. 20% is better than 35 or 39%. But it's still one of those things that we look at when we look at planning, and we're looking at, for instance, in the taxable income, the income that you have that's sitting outside of qualified retirement accounts, that's what qualified accounts are there vehicles that we can use to defer some of that income and defer some of that tax? And oftentimes there are. It just kind of depends on what you have. You know, there's an awful lot of people, Jim, that make good money and almost have no investments. And I don't understand what they think they're going to do when they get to retirement. It's like, I honestly have clients that make $200,000 a year, and they make $1,200 worth of interest because that's all the investments they got. And it's because they're spending every dollar they got, and they're not saving for retirement. In fact, that's a problem in America, in that very few people are saving for retirement or saving enough for retirement. It's like I read an article this last week, and the article came out, and it was from TIA Craft. They did a survey, and it's like 20% of the people are not saving anything.
Yeah, I see a lot of that, and I know a lot of people are not prepared or struggling for that. Now, in some cases, Richard, people like me, I use my business and property and buildings and all that as my retirement, real estate.
Yeah. So real estate has historically been a pretty good investment. If you look at it over the long term, if you're looking at rental property, and it falls somewhere between historically the return on investment falls somewhere between bonds and stocks, but it doesn't have as much volatility as stocks, but it's harder to unload.
True.
It takes a while to sell it.
True.
And depending upon the market conditions, and so it's not something that you can plan on as a cash flow producer in retirement. It's something that you got to be able to plan on building wealth with, and then being able to either generate income through rental or selling it at some point. But you need to be able to hold on to it until the time to sell it is favorable for you.
Speaking of holding on and stuff, Richard, I got a lot of my clients that are putting big chunks, and I'm talking big money, into cash, waiting to try to figure out where to go. You know, they don't want too much in the market because of the volatility market, but they don't want to put it in CDs and all because of low interest rates from CDs,
right,
and stuff. So, you know, and I have the perfect solution for people sitting there holding big chunks of cash. I have a managed money account. This never had a losing year. It's averaged about 6% or better interest, you know, time. So you're not going to get to 15-20%. You know, it did make 12 last year, I think. But it's very liquid, and that's a place to put your money if you need liquid money, and we can move it out easily if we need to put it in something else.
Right.
Down the road.
That's the biggest advantage that I see of something like managed money. You have a more stable environment that you're earning the income, and yet it's basically liquid. You can withdraw it fairly easily.
Oh, yeah, you can do it easily. And so that's what I I'm telling folks, don't leave that big chunk of money in cash, because not making any interest is a strategy, and it's a bad strategy because, you know, you go 6 months or a year and making very little bit of interest, you've lost a lot of money.
And even when inflation is low, you're still losing money because
that's
you haven't earned anything on the assets that you have.
Right, and we just talked about inflation at 1.6%. So, I mean, you got to make that to break even, you know, plus factor in taxes, which is increasing constantly. So that's the things that we got to look at. And when everybody comes to see me, everybody's different. Everybody's got a different situation. And I don't try to put everybody into one certain product. My question is, how much do you want to protect? What do you want for income down the road? And how much risk are you willing to take? A lot of clients say, I don't want any risk. I don't want any. At this stage of my life, I don't want any. And that's okay. Some say, I want, you know, a certain amount of risk. So we can do whatever they want to do.
Often people don't know what to do, so they do nothing. But if we can encourage them to pick up the phone right now, whether you're listening before hours, after hours, or on the weekend, call and pick up the phone while you're thinking about it. Call for that complimentary consultation we offer our radio audience.
625-1226.
For Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, 625-1226, or toll free,
1-877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for our CPA, Richard Lindsay of Zivak & Lindsay, call
633-4070.
633-4070. This is definitely an authentic offer, a no-obligation, free consultation.
Right.
One of the things that we've seen this year, Jim, it went into effect the beginning of 2013, so this is the first year we're preparing tax returns with this, is we have an awful lot of clients. The clients that are wealthier that are experiencing additional taxes over and above the rates on what the tax code now calls unearned income. And according to that, that basically amounts to dividends, interest, capital gains, income from businesses in which you're not actively participating on a day-to-day basis. And that can be an additional 3.8% tax. And it's a Medicare surtax. But, I mean, if you're in a tax bracket like that, if you're in the top tax bracket, now that's going to bump you up to a 43.5% tax bracket, plus state taxes. So there are strategies that we need to be able to look at to figure out how to adjust that income, perhaps. Sometimes there is and sometimes there's not. I mean, I can't say definitively for everybody. But there's opportunities there to look at what we need to do to save money on those taxes. I've had clients that have been hit with the additional Medicare surtax on wages as well, the 0.9% additional Medicare surtax. We get hit with the capital gains a lot more, but I also see clients struggling with on the lower side. Just the deferral of income can affect the taxability of Social Security.
Oh, absolutely, Rich, absolutely. And I have a lot of clients that's in the top tax bracket, Richard, and one of the questions they always ask me, you know, what can we do about taxes? You know, well, I can defer the taxes, and
right.
We can do some tax-free investments and some of the money, but you know, in this environment, to keep the money liquid, you got to pay a price. One is, you traditionally can't make a lot of interest in this environment, but, you know, there is the managed money we mentioned earlier, which I put people in, but that's not guaranteed. You know, so it's not as considered safe as guaranteed money.
Right.
But you can make 5-7% on that money and keep it liquid. So that's one of the places I put people. The other, and we've mentioned this many times before, Richard, life insurance, single premium
right.
life. A great way to accumulate money is completely liquid and get life insurance and long-term care benefits with it, which could be tax-free also, and it's paying currently 5-6% interest on that money. So there are some non-traditional places to put money and keep it liquid and defer the taxes. But any other ideas, Richard? Because this week alone, I've had three people ask me about taxes. You know, what can I do? And they had, you know, they were multimillionaires. They had a lot of money. They said, what can I do about taxes down the road? What can I do? And I said, well, you know, I gave them my ideas. I said, well, that's a Richard question that I will throw to Richard. And, you know, and that's why we have a good comprehensive financial planning team. You got a tax planning expert here, which I'm not. I'm not an expert. And then we got a legal expert with Jim Roberts, our attorney, who handles the legal side. But let's concentrate on the tax side today, Richard. Tell me some things.
Well, you know, that same TIA CREF survey that I mentioned earlier basically said there was like 34% of the people that they surveyed, and these were all adults, that their primary retirement goal is a guaranteed monthly income, just 34%.
That's right.
Whereas, you know, traditionally in the past, we've looked at the retirement benefits or the pension, if you will, as a guaranteed monthly income, and it's getting more and more scarce these days. Fewer private companies offer them. Now you can still get them if you work for the government in a lot of places. But that's one of the things that I think you ought to be more top of mind is trying to figure out how to make sure that you have at least a certain minimum amount of income, because our retirement is so much longer these days than it used to be. I mean, at the time when the big pension started, retirement was 5 years, okay? Or if you were really good and really healthy, maybe 10 years. Now it's 20 or 30 years
right.
that people have in retirement. So it takes a lot more time to be sure that you've got that amount of money to make sure that it lasts. And it's like 40% of people on the survey said they wanted their savings to be safe. Okay, well, that kind of means that they wanted invested in a safe place, figuring that that safety then is going to help carry them. The problem is that an awful lot of people just don't plan to have enough safe money to last them that 20 or 30 years. It takes a lot more than it used to be secure in your retirement.
And it depends on the interest they're earning, that safe money. If you're earning 0.5%, 1%, you're not going to make it. It's going to, you know, in fact, you're going to run out of money because of inflation, taxes, inflation.
And a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that their taxes are going to be less in retirement than they are when they're working.
Right.
And for some people, that's going to be true if they're subsisting off of Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay. But for an awful lot of people, your income, if your projected income, which is what an awful lot of retirement specialists say, you need 70 to 90% of your income that you had while you were working in retirement. Your taxes aren't going to drop that much because your income bracket hadn't dropped that much.
That's
all it's done is shift from wages to investments or retirement distributions.
That's correct.
And all of those are still taxable. And tax rates, you know, we have a debate in this country, obviously, about where the tax rates need to be. And right now, the administration still would prefer that we tax the rich, quote unquote. And so that they've left the middle class alone, but they haven't pegged those numbers to inflation. So the middle class become the rich class just over time.
Yep.
You know, so it's something that you have to be aware of and you have to plan for. You have to figure out what's the best method of taking Social Security. There's lots of options there.
And that's in our seminar, too.
We talk about it in our seminar. And that's just one of the ways that you need to look at in planning for retirement. Because if you if you retire early and you start getting all your money at 62 and you live to 92, you could actually have lost $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yep.
Really?
That's yes.
Right. You just caught my attention on that. That's another reason to pick up the phone and take advantage of our complimentary consultation or even see if they could reserve a spot in one of your seminars. Call Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
And for Richard Lindsay of Zuvac & Lindsay CPAs, you also offer a consultation complimentary as well.
Certainly. 633-4070.
633-4070. If they'd like to learn more about you, they can also go online. Richard, your website is?
CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com. And for Safe Harbor, it is SafeHarfin.com. SafeHarfin.com.
Well, I want to plug Richard and myself both. We're both best-selling authors. We don't mention that enough, that we've got books out. Richard's two or three books now, and I've got two. We also have, you know, as you said, websites and go on. We've been in business. Richard's been in for 20 years, I think, Richard, isn't it?
23.
23 years. I've been in, be 32 in April. So we've been around a while, folks, and we're well-established in our field and very accomplished in our field, and that's why we work together. Richard works with us. He's always available if I need him for something. Or if a client's need him, he's there. But come to our seminars. The seminars, folks, we just sent out invitations for upcoming seminars coming up in this month, and they filled up in one day. both of them filled up in one day, and there's two in Mississippi that are probably filled by the time I get to the office.
That's because the food is good and free, and the information is valuable, but also entertaining. People say they really enjoy your seminars, and they're different from most.
They are, and they're informative, but we have fun doing it, and Richard speaks, and Jim Roberts, attorney, speaks, and we, you know, Jason, Justin has a part in it. He's our young intern. So we make it fun, but it's very informative, and it's the information we give is ageless, timeless. It just it's always appropriate.
Well, if our upcoming seminars are just about full, Jim, if somebody calls in, are we going to put them on a waiting list? Are we going to direct them to the next upcoming seminar? What are we going to do?
Well, I always invite people. If somebody gives me a referral, I invite them to a seminar too. So we'll put them on. I have people at this seminar that was on here from a month ago.
Okay.
So we'll put them on there, and if we have openings, we'll put them on a waiting list and call, because a lot of people, for some reason, have to back out last minute, whatever, and that's okay. So just call 625-1226 or 877-251-1984 and tell them you want to be on an upcoming seminar, and we'll get you in.
625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984.
And as we said, Richard's in a part of that. He has a part in it, and it's very informative. And it's good to have a good man like Richard, tax-wise, and a planner. He is one of the things we in our seminars, the difference in a tax preparer and a tax planner. So a tax planner will get with you and call you up down during the year and say, hey, you're paying too much in taxes. Let's see what we can do. You know, and that's what you do.
That's right, Jim. And that's the core of saving money. Because, after all, a tax return is nothing more than a report from last year. So it's deciding what you can do different upcoming that can really probably save you the most money.
And that's what he's helped me, folks. I'm a living example of that. Except this year, I made too much money. I'm afraid I'm going to have to go get a loan from Richard to pay my taxes. But just come and see us, folks. And remember, I'm a fee-based advisor. So I will do fee or I'll do commission, folks, and we'll sign agreement on that and right up front and do it either way you want to do it. So, Richard, you're fee-based, period, aren't you?
Fee-based, period. That's right.
But for the complimentary consultation, there is no fee. It's
right.
Absolutely free to sit down and visit for 30 minutes or so, bring your documentation, and have it reviewed by our professionals here at
Absolutely.
Safe Investing in the New Economy.
Absolutely, and I'll refer it to Richard or Jim if it's something out of my expertise, and they'll do the same thing.
Right, exactly.
So that's how we work, Larry, and we've been very successful doing this, folks. Love my clients. Some of my clients have been with me for 27 years, believe it or not.
They've become your friends, and I've heard it so many times.
I
wish I'd met Jim Bird sooner.
They're my friends. I love my clients. So, Richard, I know you've got some been there forever.
I've got some that have been there 40 years.
40 years? You ain't even been in business 26.
I know. I wasn't there. They were clients before I got there.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. Call Richard Lindsay for your complimentary consultation, 633-4070, 633-4070. And brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call Jim Bird for your complimentary consultation, 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll free 877-251-1984, 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.